AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Vine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Long Vine Auto Plaza, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Long Vine Auto Plaza, where we do business right.
There's lots of news about microchip shortages right now. However, at Long Vine Auto Plaza, we currently have Chevy and Buick models in stock and 40 more vehicles on the way. We can help you pick out yours even before it gets here. Looking for something pre-owned? We have a great selection and we're buying top quality models every day. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at LongVineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time 8:23, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Monday. We're pleased to have Deb Fuller joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line. Random acts of patriotism is our focus coming up soon.
And the local Patriot Guard always heavily involved with random acts of patriotism. Of course, September 11th is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Deb, good morning.
Hey, Deb.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great. And you guys?
So far, so good. Well, we've got random acts of patriotism taking place here September 11th. Are we going to the same location as we have in years past here for the event?
Yes, that would be the exit 160 on I-35, the Malvern exit overpass. They will be there from sunup to sundown.
Is there any change in the format here, or at least maybe COVID-19 protocols from last year, or even maybe, I guess, non-COVID years and years past due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic?
If you wish to wear a mask, you're more than welcome to. It's outside. There's plenty of room to spread out. So, you know, it's what the individual feels comfortable with.
So you're saying sun up to sundown, so we're looking at, what, 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll throw the ish in there.
There you go.
With this. So let's talk about random acts of patriotism. You mentioned the Malvern exit 160, and obviously it is quite a sight for people that are traveling on I-35, and I assume, Deb, the flags will be flying, right?
They will. They'll come and pick up the trailer that has quite a few of them, so there will be no shortage of flags if you wish to come out and hold one. Come out for 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever your schedule will allow. It is out in the middle of nowhere. They do have a porta potty, but, you know, make sure you bring snacks and drinks, and if you have any special needs, that they're covered, sunblock, chairs. You know, it's just really amazing the reaction that we get every year from the people driving by. And almost every year there's somebody that stops that was there or had somebody there or lost someone. It just really means a lot to the travelers.
You mentioned here about the reactions. I'm assuming that you get a fair amount of folks that, you know, you have your core group that shows up, but you have a lot of folks really from not just 9/11 specifically, but really from across the country that stopped by, correct?
One year there was a group coming back. They were police officers from Oklahoma City, and they had to deal with the Murrow Building, and they had to turn around and come up and just talk to us. They've never seen or heard of anything like this. You know, every year it's something like this. There was a young lady traveling, and she stopped, and she was shaking. We weren't sure if she had a medical issue, but she had just dropped her baby, and I don't care how old they are, they will always be your baby, off at KCI for their first deployment. And she was wondering, you know, it's 9/11. Does anybody remember? Does anybody care? And she came over the hill and saw all those flags and took it as a sign that her child would come home.
Pretty incredible stuff. Very moving stuff. Again, Deb Fuller of the local Patriot Guard, Random Acts of Kindness. They'll be doing their thing, waving the flags September 11th, and not just on the 20th anniversary, but the Patriot Guard has been there every single year with the flags. How long have you been doing this now, Deb?
Well, it started out with that core group. This will be their 19th year.
Wow.
And then I got involved several years ago, but, you know, this rain, shine, cold, hot, this you know, no matter what day of the week it is, it's always on 9/11.
Okay. Well, Deb, for folks that have never done this before, you kind of give in a sense of what they can expect as they're peeling in or driving by. But flesh it out for us. What can folks expect to see as they're coming up?
Flags everywhere. These guys come and get the trailer. They're out there before sunrise. They line the on and off ramp with flags. They've got the Lebo Lumber Yard brings out their great big boom with the huge flag that literally over a mile away you can see this because I've stopped and looked, and, yep, it's over a mile and I can see it. there's little kids, World War II vets. You've got every age and demographic group you can think of out there. The honking, the thumbs up. People standing through the sunroofs, waving. It's just amazing, you know. They have banners up, you know, in memory of September 11th and all our fallen heroes we will never forget. It's just such a feel-good day that, you know, there's so many things going on that day locally, you know, the Great American Markets and this and that and the other thing. I hope they all stop at one point and remember what day it truly is.
Well, really, and we're so happy that, you know, the Patriot Guard is involved, and the Random Acts of Patriotism event will be happening once again this year. And we also are going to be wanting to invite people to come down, and we'll have a 9/11 memorial bell down at the Farmers Market. We have put this out on the five-year anniversaries, 5, 10, 15, and now 20, for people to ring that bell in memory of the just under 3,000 people that perished, including 344 firefighters, 71 law enforcement personnel, 55 military personnel at the Pentagon, 2,605 U.S. citizens, the deadliest terrorist attack in world history, 9/11, and let us not forget. And also, you know, we had... over 1,400 rescue workers who responded to the scene in the days and months after that attack that has since passed away, too. So a significant day in history that we should obviously never forget. So 9/11 is a marked day, and Random Acts of Patriotism will be taking place September 11th. I know that, you know, every year it holds a great deal of significance, Deb, but 20th anniversary, any more so this year?
It really hits home that there's a whole generation that has been born since this happened and never actually got to see the Twin Towers. You know, the movies nowadays don't have them. Some of the old movies do, but just a whole generation that has been born since this happened. They need to be taught and so that they don't forget as well.
Deb, before we let you go, have you seen really Random Acts of Patriotism take off or heard of similar events that have taken off now in other parts of the country because of what you and the other organizers have done for now nearly 20 years?
In Kansas, we seem to pick up on a lot of this. There's a lot of American Legions and other groups that are doing stuff that day as well. You go on Facebook and you start looking at the events, and there's a ton of stuff going on that day so that we make sure these guys are never forgotten.
All right. So were you part of the group that went up to Marysville last week, Deb?
No, I had a previous commitment, so okay. I wasn't able to go, but I support those guys. The 18th, there's something kind of special going on here in town. Clay can tell you about that. And then I believe it's the 24th in Pilsen, Kansas. We'll be going out there taking flags for something going out there. And again, Clay Childs will be the one that's got all the details. I'm just helping support him.
All right. And I was referring to the Vietnam Wall.
The moving wall.
The moving wall.
Right.
It was in Marysville last week. So
it was. Yeah, they went up Saturday, but... You know, you can only do one thing at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Understood.
That's true.
Well, Deb, thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and looking forward to covering the Random Acts of Patriotism a week from Saturday, and hope you have another stellar turnout for that big event.
Oh, it's always a good turnout. That, you know, it's just amazing. During the school year, some of the schools will bring buses out with kids, and you know, it's amazing the turnout we get, and the people that show up, and the stories that we hear every year. It's just it just does your heart good to be out there waving that flag and letting everybody know that Kansas has not forgot.
So, Deb, where were you? What were you doing when 9/11, when the attacks started back 20 years ago, 9/11?
I was working at a company called Lenza here in town, and the main office was in New Jersey, and our computer system was tied into theirs, and everything shut down. Mm. Yeah. And then we started getting online. One of the people in New Jersey was able to get their cell phone to work long enough to call and say, pray for us. That's basically all they could say. And we spent the rest of the day doing what we could without computers. You know, we could still build and such, but we spent the day listening to the radio and watching stuff on the internet.
All right. Very significant day, obviously, in our history here in the United States. As always, Deb, thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later.
You betcha.
All right,
bye.
Deb Fuller with local Patriot Guard here, the Random Acts of Patriotism coming up, Chuck, September 11th. That's exit 160.
Mm-hmm. The Melvern exit on Interstate 35, and if you have flags, bring them, but there will be plenty of the American flags for you to have on hand, so you can sit there and wave the flags and remember. Did want to let you know that our Newsmaker 2 slots for Wednesday and Thursday are open, but tomorrow's is full at 8:20. Dwayne Haskett joins us as we talk about his fundraising and his preparation for the Kansas Bike MS event, which is coming up September 25th and 26th.
I think that is a ride from Olathe to Lawrence, if I'm not mistaken. MS Bike MS is here, and Dwayne has been involved with Bike MS for as long as I can remember.
Quite some time.
And he is, I'll tell you what, really going to town on his fundraising so far this year. I think well over $3,000 that Dwayne has raised. We'll be happy to have Dwayne on to talk about Bike MS coming up September 25th. And the 26th, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by longpineauto.com. It is 8:35. Let's check the latest world and national headlines now from ABC.
Crews are beginning to assess the damage in Louisiana in the wake of Hurricane Ida.